The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, haere mai. Welcome along, Hatu is in the house. From my house to your house, whether you're in the dog house, the poor house, the nut house, the murder house, parliament house, or the house of the rising sun, we'll be dealing with some of the important issues of the day, local, regional, national, and international, plus sampling some of the most amazing local talent, and dipping into a few tracks you may or may not have ever heard before. So buckle up and stay tuned for the next half hour, because Hatu is in the fire. Hatu is in the house.
So we kicked off with Dominion Road from the Muttonbirds, because our theme is sort of about the roads and sharing the roads. Today we wanted to continue our discussion about the cycleway projects around Motueka, and as a guest we've got Patrick Morgan, who works at the Cycling Action Network, which is New Zealand's national biking charity. He leads CAN's advocacy for better biking, better streets, and better cities. He's based in Wellington and works across New Zealand. And if anyone out there wants to present a rebuttal or an answer to things that we're talking about, contact the studio and we'll see what we can do. Kia ora, Patrick. Welcome to Fresh FM. And we're talking to you in Wellington right now.
Yeah, kia ora, Harmony. It's great to join you.
We wanted to talk about the cycling situation around Motueka and basically across the country, because it's a topic that's quite current, and I thought maybe you might be able to give us a few ideas on your perspective on the whole thing. So is biking on the up in New Zealand?
Absolutely. I think ever since the lockdown, a lot more people are getting on their bikes for the first time or getting back on their bikes. So I've seen a real spike in the popularity of cycling. I think New Zealanders like to ride bikes. You know, we garden, we shop, we go to the beach, we ride bikes. It's a very Kiwi thing to do, and that's why around, I think, 1.7 million people are riding bikes regularly in New Zealand.
And of course, we've got the Great Taste Trail bike trail. Now, how does that contribute to the community?
Look, you're really blessed to have the Great Taste Trail. I've been on it many times. It's a great recreational route around the region, you know, for 3 or 4 days. What it does, it gives people a safe place to ride their bike away from traffic, goes to the beaches, to the shops, to, you know, the wineries. And I think it's really turned a lot of people, particularly older people, back onto biking.
And New Zealand towns and cities across the Motu are building bike lanes. Now, why is that happening?
Well, it's really just catering to public demand. You know, streets are there for everyone. And I think New Zealand's gone down a bit of the wrong road in the last few decades. And it turns out that we've let our public spaces become dominated by too much motor vehicles. So many cities are reversing that trend and reclaiming that space for people, whether they're on foot, scooters, or bikes. So as we know, streets have two purposes. One is about moving people and stuff. But the other purpose is, it's actually a place. It's public space in our towns. And in a place like Motueka on High Street, you know, I think we should be prioritizing what people want.
Well, some people say, well, why can't the cyclists just use the footpath?
Right. Well, if you're a pedestrian, you probably don't want to hear that. Footpaths are primarily for people on foot and mobility devices. They're not designed for cycling. Lots of driveways, trees, seats, people. And really what you've got is the Hunger Games if you want to put bikes on the footpath. You're leaving people to fight it out. And I don't think that's fair to footpath users.
Now, some of the businesses say they need car parks, not bike lanes. How do we address that?
Sure, I understand that for many businesses, having their customers arrive by car is really important. And that's why I guess when you go to a supermarket, they've got a giant car park there for people who prefer to shop by car. I know on this High Street project, the council did a study of parking demand, and they found out that most of the time, these car parks were not required. So it makes sense to reallocate that space for safe and sustainable biking.
So if there was a bike lane, let's say down High Street in Motueka, would that be leaving the car parks usable on the other side of the road, the other side of the street?
It really depends on the design. If you could do a two-way bike lane on one side of the street, or you could do bike lanes on both sides. It's really horses for courses. But, you know, let's be clear, there's no shortage of car parking in Motueka. You know, you might have to walk a few metres from where your vehicle is parked to your destination, but there is so much space for cars. And I think, you know, like many towns, reallocating that space for people is a good idea. And I know that when this happens in other cities, no one ever wants to change back to the old ways.
And has that work been going on in Wellington?
Yeah, I mean, all around the world, really. When I was a kid, the waterfront in Wellington was a giant car park. Now it's an amazing public space with the park and good access to the harbour. You're seeing the same in Auckland, down at Wynyard Quarter, where, you know, formerly industrial land has been repurposed as public space. If you think about your favourite places in cities, it's generally not places that are dominated by vehicles. It's parks, it's beaches, it's pedestrian malls.
Now, Patrick,
go ahead.
Yeah, you suggested some of your favorite songs that we could play today, and why don't we go into one of those? And this is a song that stole the hearts of a lot of us a few years back, and it's Bic Runga with Drive, and we'll come back to you in a minute.
I know it's late now. Don't drop me home. My head's so heavy. Could this be all a dream? Promise me, maybe as I'll say things you don't mean. Rain fall from concrete colored sky. Just drive, take me through, make me feel alive, when I ride with you, keep
So I was wondering about your views on the advent of the e-bike and how that has changed the, the equation here across the Motu. Have you got any ideas, thoughts about that?
Sure. I mean, I think all kinds of bikes are fine, but the arrival of e-bikes is really changing the scene in New Zealand. For some people, you know, hills or headwinds or distance could be a barrier, but e-bikes help people overcome those barriers so they can make more of their trips by bike. They're a whole lot cheaper than running a car. And, you know, put the fun between your legs. They are great fun. Have you had a chance to try one?
I have not, and I'll sort of explain why. I've got three border collies. And
all right.
My engine is my three border collies. I live up in the hills outside of Motueka, and the three dogs take me on a regular 6K trip up and down the valley, and
nice.
They love it. Three dogs on harness, and I think we hit probably 35 kph sometimes with the three dogs, and they would rather do that than eat. So I think they would be shattered if I replaced them with an e-bike, but...
Fair enough. I mean, I think what we've seen is you know, since the interruptions of lockdowns, some people who might have traveled overseas or taken a holiday in New Zealand instead put that money into an e-bike, you know, for, I don't know, $2,000 to $4,000, you can get a pretty sweet bike. And you'll probably see on the Great Taste Trail, you'll see bands of people roving around on bikes, having a good time, spending money locally and having fun. So I think there's such a thing as e-bike FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, and that's driving a lot of the uptake.
And the other thing is that the savings on petrol would probably cover the cost of that e-bike in a short period of time.
Yeah, it takes, it really doesn't cost much to run a bike, so yep, there is an initial purchase price, but once you've got that covered, then, you know, it's a form of freedom, and I think that people like the convenience and fun of getting around, whether it's a pedal bike or an e-bike.
I think also the fact that it's a lot easier than struggling up hills and down hills and so forth sort of eliminates that fear when you're thinking about taking a trip on a bike.
So. And let me be clear, I'm not saying everyone needs to ride a bike, but I think if you can and if it appeals to you, then give it a go, because it means less traffic, less congestion, and, you know, easier parking for people who still need to drive.
Now, what about the fear of e-bikes catching on fire?
Look, like any technology, you need to look after it. I think there's one or two instances of that, and it's often where people are either the battery or the charge has been damaged. And it's the same if you're charging, you know, your laptop or a phone or any electric device. There's always a small risk of that. But I think for most people, it's something you'll probably never see in your entire life.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. And we will hopefully catch up again at some point. Come visit us if you're in the area.
I look forward to it. I'll be down your way in November doing a bike ride over the Heathy and along the Great Taste Trail. So maybe we'll catch up then.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're our AMP show's on the 2nd of December, if you're still around. So
okay,
be welcome
you.
To call in there.
Nice one. Thanks, Harmony.
Thank you, Patrick.
All the best. Bye.
Cheers. Now, that was Patrick Morgan, who works at the Cycling Action Network. And if anybody would like to answer any of those points that Patrick made, you can email matueka@freshfm.net and in the subject line, Hatu in the House. So we'll leave you with a couple of songs. One is from the infamous string duster called Planets, and we'll follow that up with a song called The Ride Out from Acoustic Alchemy.
So there it is, our show for this week. And a big thank you and shout out to our guests, our wonderful sponsors, Taste of Turkey, Mutterwaker's Traditional Turkish Kitchen at 92 High Street, in the best wheat town here in the Nelson-Tasman region, and the Mutterwaker AMP Show, Saturday, 2nd of December, 2023, at our own Marchwood Park. And of course to you, the audience here at Fresh FM, 104.8 FM in Nelson-Tasman, 107.2 FM in the Nelson CBD, 95.0 FM in Eastern Golden Bay, and 88.9 FM in Marlboro. These shows repeat the following week of broadcast and can also be found by going to freshfm.net and search Hatu in the House, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, or iHeartRadio. Takitiano.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.